Hello, Queen Baranski's minions. Welcome back to Fans React, the Good Fight Edition.
Woo!
Woo! Back with Season 3, Episode 1. Oh, I love it.
I want to say before we talk about the episode, I want to talk about the previously, where they used these three TVs or screens, whatever. And yes. when the video that they showed in them ended, they had this colorful error thing that we just used for our new logo.
Oh, they did.
Everything comes together.
Oh my God, it's like you had a screening of season three, episode one or something.
I did. I have connections.
Yes, the previously, and the opening is a little different. It's still exploding stuff.
Yeah.
But now there's a lot of exploding coffee, I've noticed. Yeah. And like bird's eye view shots instead of like from the side.
I wasn't paying attention, to be honest.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're not doing your job. You had one job.
In any case, watching coffees explode would hurt my heart, so.
Well, watching wine explode probably hurts
my heart. I just wanted to say that. At least you know what I'm feeling all the time.
I'm sorry for you.
Well, watching the closet explode hurts my heart. So all of our hearts hurt in different ways.
Yes.
Well, it's a good start, I say so.
You know what else made my heart hurt in a good way? The opening scene.
Yeah.
They're so cute. I just want to say that Michelle King said that the first scene of the season is also the last. I don't know what she meant, but it's interesting. We'll get back to that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what it means. But yeah, of course, when you say what could go wrong, you know that everything is going to go wrong.
Oh my, what a fucking foreshadow that was.
Yeah.
Well, the whole conversation, well, first of all, the first two words uttered in I'm happy. By Diane Lockhart, which you never hear that from her.
That's true. In all 10 years.
She never expresses that kind of emotion to people, except her husband.
And I love how he said, you like narrating your life. It's like, no, she's just telling you what she's feeling. Men.
You're dumb.
Men can express their emotion.
Express.
Like, I can express your emotions.
But then she starts talking about their psychological studies that show people who are happy desperately look for things to make them unhappy. And I cannot tell you how true that is.
Yes.
At least from a personal standpoint. And Betty, I bet you could talk more to this.
Yeah.
You probably read these studies. But I find that when I am happy, which is kind of rare at some points, unfortunately, hashtag depression life. But I always think, well, what can go wrong? Let me think about all the things that can go wrong instead of thinking, hey, I'm happy right now. Let me just live in it.
Well, I don't know if the people are looking for stuff to make them unhappy because it's just life. Life happens and life is shit. So
I think especially in this time and day and age, there's a lot of stuff that makes us unhappy. And when something good happens, we don't take the time to appreciate and be in the moment of the happiness. It's always like, well, this is not going to last, or, well, my dog is still sick or something. Like, it's always...
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So,
yeah.
When something good happens to me, I just think, okay, what's going to happen now that's going to ruin it?
Well, that's... Wait, did you say that when you're happy, you think of what?
Yeah,
say that again?
What's the catch? When is it going to end? Like, yeah. When is the next bad thing going to happen?
Yeah.
Because this is life. Good and bad things happen.
It's true.
It can be, I think, one more reason. Maybe some can't even believe that they can deserve this happiness.
I don't remember who said it because I just wrote the quote. Diversity is in. I think it was the guy that was marketing them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, the diversity is in right now. Like, what? Seriously? That was my reaction to that. Because it's so strange. It should always be in. I mean,
it should always be in, but it's not.
It's not a trend. What is, it's in.
Well, yes, that's true. It's not a trend. But I think more here in the U.S. than maybe in other countries, we're starting to see more representation of certain races and cultural groups that we never used to see before. So people think it's kind of like a trend or like some kind of, I don't know, thing that's going to eventually die out, when it's not, because hey, guess what? The cultural makeup of the US is growing and there's going to be more races and different groups of people in the US within the next 10 to 15 years. And we're going to just be like, people are not understanding that. We are a diverse country. And when I say people, I mean our own people. Like, I'm talking about you, America. Get with it.
I mean, diversity is the only thing that can save the world, in my opinion. In my opinion. But anyway, yeah, I just found that sentence weird, but you explained it.
I figure. Well, and I don't know what it's like in Germany and Hungary in terms of, like, diversity.
In Germany, in big cities, it's very diverse. Mm-hmm. Especially in Berlin.
Here, too.
Here what?
Here, too.
See, what? Here in America, Americans think that, like, if you're not white, and you have, like, no, if you have, what am I trying to say? You are an American if you're white, you have a good job, and you don't celebrate, like, any other cultural anything.
Yeah. Well, obviously, there are people like that everywhere. I mean, there are Germans who think like that. There are Israelis who think like that. So these are
true.
Just racist.
I think America's just a little behind. That's all.
I don't know. Well, if it makes you feel better, Israel is going backwards. So,
I mean, it does it. Hungry too? Oh, great. It makes me feel so much better that your people are all going backwards.
Well, I'm happy then.
You're what?
I'm happy then, if you are feeling better.
Anyway, anyone else get a little turned on when Diane was just handling that gun like a pro?
Oh, that was so cool. Just like me in basic training.
I was like, wow, look at her go. And she's like, why'd you take this one to the fire?
Yeah. Yeah, that was hot.
Cool. That was a big gun.
I don't like her curls.
I do.
They were... I don't want to be rude, but they were horrible.
I kind of like... At first, I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about the hair. But I kind of like it.
Yeah, me too.
It's different.
It's perfect. It's as perfect, I think.
Oh, really? Betty loves the hair.
Yeah.
Well, me and my best friend who's gay, so he knows better than you, we don't like it. But anyway.
Well, it kind of represents, like, she's in a different point in her life now. Like, her marriage is back together with Kerr, and she's happy. Like, she's at a different sort of place.
Well, then we know something bad is going to happen, so her hair is going to be straight again. Good. Wait for the bad to come.
Maybe what he meant was what could go wrong would be, like, for you to keep that hair. But I like the hair. So I don't want it to go away.
I do.
And it was always perfect. Like, never messy. And I don't know.
And now I can't say anything about the straight hair, because I used to say that it's like a helmet, but now I have the same hair, so I can't say it's a helmet.
Oh, well.
So there was another quote that I liked. Actually, it's the first one that I'm saying about liking. The other ones I didn't like. But yeah, I think it was Adrian who said, I don't have the luxury right now to be outraged. And I liked it because I really understand him. Like, if I'm getting mad at something, I always tell myself, no, don't do that. Just, you know, fix the problem or whatever. You don't have the luxury.
Well, that whole situation, I mean, I feel really bad for Liz.
Yeah.
I mean,
she handled it so well.
I mean, to think of your father as, you know, this very successful civil rights leader. I don't know. What did they make? They were recording the, like, snippets of video in the beginning, and they told they told Julius to say he's a civil rights activist.
I don't remember, but he was pretty much a god in his field.
Right. And then to find out he was riddled with complexities and sexual harassment claims. So, well, not claims. They were legit.
It's very timely. You know, with Leaving Neverland just being aired a few days ago or a week ago, whatever. And it's kind of the same story. A man that was considered a god in his field turning out to be a sexual predator.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after his death. It's kind of exactly the same.
Yeah, The Good Fight's very creepily good at putting out episodes right when the news stories happen. I think they're the Illuminati.
I think this time it was accidental. I don't know if they planned it by the screening of Leaving Neverland, the airing.
Anyway, still creepy that it's like...
Yeah, current.
Very current. Betty, do you want to bring something up?
Yeah. Maya and Marissa.
Oh my god, Maya's tears. That was so funny and exaggerated.
Yeah.
It looks like a faucet coming out of her eyes.
Yes. Oh god. And the same with Julius too. That.
Oh yeah.
Crying. No, I'm not crying.
And then later when she was sitting with the legs on the table and he's coming and he's like,
I think it's hilarious because it's so easy to, like, trump up men to freak them out.
Yeah.
Just by doing little things like crying or having your legs up on the table.
Being a badass.
It's amazing the little things that women can do that really make men like feel powerless. And because it's just simple things.
Men are weak beings. We are much stronger than them.
This is very true.
Smarter. Sorry if there are any men listening, but
they'll agree. It's fine. yeah, Marissa needs to be my life coach.
Yes, Marissa. She finally made Maya interesting after 2 seasons, but she wasn't. I really want to go where I really want to see where this is going with her.
Well, I mean, she's going to get entrapped in the likes of Roland Blum, so that will be fun.
Of what? Roland?
Roland, yeah.
Who's that?
Roland?
That's the new character that they're going to introduce.
Oh. The Jewish lawyer? Is that him?
Is he a Jew?
I think he's... Because did you see the promo after the episode?
Yeah.
And they said something about Jewish people taking over whatever star positions in the world. And then they showed him.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
I think his last name, I don't remember it, but I think it was Jewish the first time I saw it. the last time I saw it.
Blum?
Blum? Yeah, it's
Blum.
Blum, yeah, it's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
It's German Jewish, yeah. But anyway.
Oh, but Marissa telling the tall lady to not wash her hands.
The curse of short people, that was so funny.
So funny.
They have to be loud. I was wondering if she learned how to be loud in Israel. We are very loud people.
But I'm going to try to take that advice for myself at work. Like, to be more, like, the whole bathrooms, no, was in the bathroom scene when she was trying to tell her to say, like, these are not the briefs I asked for.
Yes.
Well, no, it started at her desk. And then yeah. I think they walked away.
Right. I think I'm going to try to practice that at work.
Just yell everywhere. These are not the briefs they asked.
Well, with work-related things, but I can start with that sentence.
Yeah, why not? Oh my god! I don't know. Do you want to say anything else?
Well, no. You seem very excited right now. So.
I think I just read my note. Diane banging her head.
Oh my god! Yes.
Yes. I just wrote Diane and the wall.
Well, let's talk about why she's banging her head on the wall.
Yeah.
Because she suspected that he's cheating again.
But and he's
come to find out he's hanging out with the Trump sons.
That's so funny.
And she's just banging her head again.
That is going to be the gift for them.
Yes, please. I actually need that just in my daily life to send to people, so.
Yeah, totally.
And it was so, like, out of character. Not so out of character, but it's hilarious.
It is because she's so noble always, and, like, her reactions are so contained, and suddenly she's just banging her head. Eddie, as a professional, do you think it's a good way to let stress out?
I just like how he kept talking to her as she kept banging up against the wall.
Yeah. She just kept doing it. That's like...
It was for a good 10 seconds, I would say.
Yeah.
We're starting to see a lot more of this other side of her with Kurt, like the private Diane.
Yeah, I love to see how she's much more alert to him, to his reactions, to what he does. Like, she immediately noticed that he was lying to her or hiding something from her. And she used to ignore these things, maybe because she was afraid of the answer, but the worst has already happened to them, so.
Right.
So it's nice to see her more alert now.
More kind of like in tune.
Yeah, yeah.
With Kurt. But before... Oh, go ahead, Betty.
I just wanted to say that scene when she was talking to his Bruce or...
Oh, yeah! Oh,
what you know how long it took me to realize that was Trump's face?
What?
Yes, it was.
That was his voice and his face. What do you mean?
Well, I couldn't see it. It was kind of dark.
No, it was completely
face.
It was what?
Trump's face, no?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was.
His voice too. It was unmistakable.
Yeah. It was disturbing.
Yes. Yes, what the fuck? I love her monologue though.
Oh my gosh.
What happened to men?
I know, I want to like print out that monologue and put it somewhere.
Yeah, men who complain and bitch and blame other people for what they do. I think they were always like that, but I don't know, maybe now there's, because, I don't know, maybe there's more legitimacy to, for them. They think they have more legitimacy to complain. I don't know. They're taking advantage of feminism, I think, to do that.
So, based on some mixed reactions I'm seeing on Twitter, how do we feel about this little short?
Oh, yeah, the animation.
The animation, yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, last season there was also something like that. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was the bill mm-hmm. or something, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I mean, why not? Why not be original a little bit from time to time? I think it was a funny way to explain to dummies like me who don't understand anything about law, especially American law, what's an ADA? Why not?
I think it also adds to the like lunacy of life. Like, we could be talking about a serious thing and then all of a sudden this crazy thing happens, and that's kind of like what this was.
Of life and the show, because the show is also a little bit crazy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it made it seem like this is gonna happen more throughout the season.
Well, hopefully not every episode, but once more would be fine with me. Unless they're gonna start making it like a regular thing.
They should make it like a web series for kids. It'll be like The Good Kids or something. I don't know.
It's still about law.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Kids, don't sign an NDA if your parents try to make you.
Jesus. Oh, and one more thing I want to mention before we start talking about the heavy stuff is the Luca milk pumping. I really liked that they showed it.
Oh, God.
I don't think Betty liked it.
Yeah. Betty, you didn't like it?
Oh, yes, I liked it. Yeah, I just visualized the Julius Fizz. So.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It was very unfortunate in this episode.
Yes.
Poor unfortunate soul.
Oh, well, get used to it. See, it's like things like that. You could throw men off so easily. I'm just pumping. Relax, dude.
Yeah, it's just milk. Isn't it?
You want to taste? No. Listen, we are the only species that don't drink our own milk. Like, we are the only species that drinks another species' milk.
Not me.
Not you.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That was a fun fact of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
So, anything else because I want to talk about the whole sexual harassment stuff.
When he came back from hunting, or the canceled hunt, or whatever it was, when he was in the bathroom and taking his shirt off, and then Diane walked in and saw the huge bruise, mm-hmm. she said, "Oh, my poor husband." It's so cute. It's like another Diane thing that we don't see outside of personal Diane.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Yeah. If she starts calling him babe, then I'll really die.
Or she might. Sorry.
She might die?
Well, remember, do I have to point out major crimes again?
No.
We were talking about Diane being super cute.
Yeah.
And I saw on Twitter Emporious Impetus.
Emma.
Emma, yeah. aka Emma. But for you people out there who don't know it's Emma, you know that it's Emporious Impetus. Had a screenshot of the bathroom scene, and there was a little red toy car on the shelf in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, who put that there? I want to know. This is adorable.
And like, when I saw her post, I imagined Diane's face when she saw him put it there. You know, she's so elegant and like design stuff.
A part of me wants to think that she was the one that put it there.
As a gesture to him. But they never said anything about him loving cars.
Maybe he does.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I would expect to see a tiny rifle there or something.
Why? He's got a big rifle in the drawer and in bed. Had to.
Well, maybe the Republican flag or something.
No, she would rip that shit down real quick.
Yeah. A car, then.
Car's fine. Maybe it'll come up.
It's a red car.
And it sticks out like a sore thumb in the bathroom. Like, it's the only red thing.
Well, you know... Talking about Republicans and red everything, yeah.
Okay, I guess that's true.
Did you see the sticker on, I think it was Liz's laptop? Red is dead, vote blue, something like that.
Yes. What else did I write down? Francesca.
Yes.
Singing over the phone.
It's crazy as usual, and it's always fun to see.
I freaking love Francesca. Oh my god. I don't know if I trust her with a baby, but
yeah. I'm just saying. She's alive, so I guess she's okay.
For now.
Who knows what she'll teach him when he grows up a little bit. Anyway, can we talk about Liz and the whole story? Because I felt so bad for her, but
well, also, Betty, do you have anything else before we get into the heavy stuff?
I wrote down serial killers, but I don't know why.
Okay.
Oh, because
She couldn't choose between the series or the movies, right?
Or something. Yes, like she was sitting in her bedroom. In the dark, scrolling through Netflix. She's like, I can't remember whether to... No, I can't decide whether to pick this French series on serial killers or the Scandinavian series on serial killers.
Yeah, it's that true. Is very in right now.
Netflix, stop with that shit.
Why? It's interesting.
There's so many serial killer documentaries.
It's interesting. The French is The Staircase, which I watched like a month ago, and it's really interesting. The Scandinavian, I don't know.
Yeah, but then you go and you cancel one day at a time? No. It's not how this works, Netflix.
I haven't watched it, but...
It's so good. But anyway.
They have their reasons, I guess.
That was just
They're not going to cancel it just to spite people. I guess it wasn't working.
I don't know. It got trending to like 700,000 on Twitter in a matter of hours. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's not what this podcast is about.
Nope. Can I talk about Liz now?
Yes.
Yes.
As I said before, I felt really sorry for Liz. Her reaction, I mean, I couldn't imagine. I perceive my father also as a very honest man, so I cannot imagine if I ever find out something like that about him, especially after he dies. I don't want him to die, yeah, but... And then you can't even go to him and say, what the hell? Explanation, please. But I did love how she didn't doubt for a second if she should believe the victim or not.
Yes.
And that is how everyone should react. Automatically believing sexual assault victims and then investigating if needed. But the first reaction should be believing them.
Well, and you can see the different reactions in the room when they were all the lawyers were in the conference room discussing what to do about it. And of course, one of the men was like, well, how do we know if she's even telling the truth? And I'm like, oh my God.
Of course. Unfortunately, a lot of women also say that. Like, why do you need to... Some stuff like that happened in Israel too with like previous army generals and stuff like that. Like, there was at least one who died, and then some women said that he sexually harassed them, some even famous women. And then people said, but why? He already died. Why do you need to let it out now? Well, don't tell a victim when they're ready to talk about what happened to them. Sometimes only after the harasser dies, they can talk about it.
Right, because then there's no threat anymore.
Yeah. And sometimes only when he dies, it gets unburied. Like, all that happened, all the trauma surfaces again.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another thing that I wanted to... Well, there are a lot of things, but yeah. Another thing that people say is that why did she stay? They said it in the episode. Why did she keep working with him? I don't remember who said it, but... Victims are not always capable of leaving their workplace for many reasons. Sometimes it's the trauma. Sometimes it's something else. But I really don't think that... I think that people who say these things are people that were never, ever harassed themselves, and they don't know what it feels like, and they don't know anyone also who's been harassed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's the same as when a woman is, was sexually harassed by her husband, and she's staying with her, and why? So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and then it gets worse when the stenographer comes up and is like, well, I can't be here listening to this because he did it to me too. And it's like, oh my God.
But that was not surprising at all. I mean, because where there was one, there's usually more. Sexual predators usually don't stop after one.
True. I mean, and she's got a whole folder of them on her desk now. Whether she's going to look at it or not, I don't know.
Yeah. But the way that the two victims treated it, it was completely different. One wanted the pension that she was promised. And the stenographer, how do you say that?
Stenographer.
Yeah, the stenographer said that she's not going to take part in bringing black men down, something like that, she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, is sexual harassment a matter of color? I don't know, because I don't experience her culture and stuff like that, so I don't know.
It shouldn't be, but people twist it that way.
People say, oh, because he was black, he did it?
Well, people will say, it's more about, like she was saying, I don't want to participate in bringing a black man down because he, that's a prominent black figure that had worked his way up in the world to prove himself as like someone worthy, I guess. I can't think of another way to say it, compared to yeah. all of the other powerful white men around. So to participate in whether he was actually deserving of that or not, when he has already made history for being a black man successfully climbing the ranks and having a law firm, she doesn't want to touch that history of like helping African Americans gain an image of like success and equality.
I think it shows more equality because it shows that people of all races and religions can be sexual predators or anything else. I mean, it really doesn't matter because people are people.
Well, they could also spin it like you were saying before, that because he's black.
Yeah, because white people don't do that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like white people aren't terrorists either. But okay.
Yeah. Like white people aren't the ones who go and shoot. You know who I really liked? I liked Cynthia, the first victim. I liked her daughter. She was really a badass.
Yeah.
Don't sign anything they give you. I don't know what you said there, but yeah, she was right.
They're trying to buy your silence or something.
Yeah. Anyone else? I can continue.
I don't know. We need to hear more of Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I just tried to collect my thoughts. And it's really hard.
Well, I'll say something.
Keep going.
I liked how Marisa, I think Liz was thanking her for not saying anything or whatever, and she said, hey, we're in this together. Yes. More full solidarity. That's what I want.
I say that at work a lot to my boss when shit hits the fan. And she's like, thank you so much. I'm like, we're in this together. I got you.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. I mean,
I just want to mention Adrian's red dotted socks.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't see anything in this scene except for the socks.
Oh, when he had his shoes off.
Yeah.
I have a more thing about that scene. Like, who we are.
What?
Who we are. It was really funny when he was standing up and asked Liz who we are.
I don't remember.
Oh, because he's like, I have one more question for you.
Yeah, I have one more question for you.
Who are we? Oh, the company.
Who are we?
Yes. Yes.
The firm, yeah. Because he was asking them in the beginning, the marketing person.
Yes.
Well, I was wondering if something is going to happen, because I don't know if you know, but Liz and her husband are getting a divorce or are already divorced in this season. I'm not sure. So I was wondering if Liz and Adrian are going to get involved again.
I don't know how I feel about that.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
I think I might like that. I don't know. But I guess if they divorce in the first place, then they don't work well together. I don't know. Betty?
I'd like them together too. I don't know why.
Maybe they'll just be friends with benefits. I don't know. Exes with benefits. I don't know. Last thing I want to say is the end credits. Did you see them, that they counted the red folders?
I didn't see that.
Because in the animation, they were like, let's count together, right? How many episodes, yeah. How many folders are going to be in the episode? So in the end credits, they showed you how many folders were there.
Oh!
Yeah. I liked how they followed through with it.
All right, I think we're good here. So do you have anything else to say, Betty or Donna?
No.
No? And if you, our three listeners, want to join in, you can always call in and we will add your message to our podcast. For next week's podcast, we are going to need a guest speaker because Betty's not sure if she can make it. And also, we love our guest speakers. Yay. We always want guest speakers.
Yay.
So if you can join us next week, that would be fantastic.
Yay.
Please let us know on Twitter. Send us a DM. And let us know. And if we get an outpouring of requests, then we'll...
Yeah, sure.
Then we can, you know, split them out throughout the season.
If we get one, we'll be lucky.
I know.
You are so optimistic sometimes. So.
Yeah.
Someone's got to be...
It's dangerous to be optimistic.
So anyway, we will see you next week for episode 2
of
season 3 of The Good Fight. Have a good week. Bye.
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 It is advised to listen to fans react to the comfort of your home, on your way to work, or during any other activity, alone or accompanied by other fangirls. Fans React podcast may cause some side effects. Call your fellow fangirl if you feel a sudden surge of feels. Stomach ache may appear if the podcast was funny. Don't hesitate to report about it on social media. Listening to the podcast is not recommended while operating heavy machinery.
How is the zipper doing today?
I'm not wearing a zipper.
Yay!
I'm topless, though. Just kidding.
Woo!
Well, I didn't want to ask, but okay.
Why not?
Oh my god.
How's the donut?
I'm actually eating a bagel first.
How's the bagel?
Oh. It's good.
Wait, did you get a bagel and a donut?
Yeah.
Are you into round things with a hole?
How'd you know?
I guess.
I can stick my finger through the hole.
Move on.
There's gonna be some great bloopers this time around. Let me tell you.
Anyway, do you want to finish eating before?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to
Fans
React.
Hello,
people. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, nom.
All right, I finished my first round thing with the hole.
Did you swallow?
Yeah, I did.
Yay.
Betty. You know, Matt. I just thought of something really weird.
No.
There's like cheerleaders on the sidelines of porn videos. And it's like, yay, you did it.
Oh my God.
You saw just Betty on the side. Yay. It's cute. Oh my God.
I'm sure that's not cute.
That's not
depends on who you are, I guess. Hello, Queen Baranski's minions. This is fan. I forgot. What am I saying? Okay.
Fans React, the Good Fight edition.
Yes.
Betty, are you talking through a tube?
No.
What is that?
You can't hear me.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're talking through a tube.
No. Yeah, like it sounds not, it's not clear enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the same as always.
Betty.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.